You are the soda man. You are the man with a plan, bringing your ice-cold soda to the people of the land. You collect different kinds of soda. You are a soda vendor. You experiment in making new kinds of energy drink. You work hard, but it pays well. You dust off your soda collection. You have unopened six packs of 39 types of soda, unopened cans of 17 other types of soda, and 23 mint condition energy drinks. Enough for some, but you are just getting started. There are so many treasures out there just waiting for you to add them to the soda room. You go out for a night on the town to help get your overtaxed mind off of soda. Caffeine feeds your stress, and you have been under a lot of stress lately. So you decide to take a night off and unwind. You pop the top off a soda, your last for the evening. You drink it fast and cold while getting dressed up. You have a motel room in a strange town and no buddies to hang with. So you take a cab to the restaurant-filled area of town. You walk about the cool air till you select a simple-looking establishment that goes by the name of the Coffee and Steak. You order just steak, along with some green tea and a couple mangoes. You have the coffee refilled many times. It's very good, and you're wired as you want to be. You leave a big tip and a coupon for a half-price case of Web C Cola. Next, you take another cab to the Golden Tassels Casino. You gamble there for 4 hours. You leave with an extra $4,000. This is just your night. A Christian group tries to ban soda. Christians for clean, decent living want your ass on a silver platter. They seriously have it in for you. They claim soda is the root of all modern sin. When dope-laced Coca-Cola hit the soda fountains, Satan took over America. A cultural war starts up. Soda machine bombers, armed vendors, things got ugly fast. Finally, you were assassinated in front of 1,000 children at a charity event. The end.